Recovery Radio, KMP3000. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. As always, I'm glad you're here with me. Grateful to be sober. Have no desire to drink today. Have to start with that. And yeah, I have to tell you guys. I'm in a really, really, really good mood. So I'm just forewarning you. I might be a little out of control today. Just feeling so good. I woke up feeling extra good today. Woke up feeling like one of those people I used to just not understand, be skeptical of, and sometimes dislike. One of those happy people, I thought, you know, you're just dumb. There's no way you can live in this world and be happy. You're just an idiot if you are. I used to think that. You're just not smart. If you were really smart, you'd be aware of everything going on, and then therefore you'd be just as miserable as me. But since you're not as miserable as I am, then you must be an idiot. It's very intelligent to be miserable. It just means you're really, really, really brilliant. I used to believe all that. Before I go any further, I'm going to say thank you to an Instagram account called Keeper of the Gift. There's an Instagram account called Keeper of the Gift that made a post of this show. And it's something I said in the last show. And it is just great. I love it. It says, today's show has been brought to you by French Roast. I don't know what the difference is, but it's delicious. I was talking about that in the last show, and I was saying that, you know, I love French Roast, but truth be told, I don't know. Can't really tell the difference between coffees. Not really. A little bit, but they also write something very, very sweet. Made me happy to read. So, yeah. Just wanted to thank them for that. It's a great picture of somebody with a cup of coffee and yeah. Thank you for doing that. I love when I get messages on Instagram and and emails. I love it. We're feeling more and more connected to the people listening to this because you guys are writing me. It's just great. Love it. Maybe that's why I'm in such a good mood today. I'm in such a good mood today that before we get to what I wanted to read and talk about, there's so many things I want to talk about. I will read something from the book Sarcastic Daily Meditations. It's been a while since I've read something from that book on the show. Let's see. What's today's date? Today is September 15th. All right. Let's see what Sarcastic I think these are so funny. Maybe you don't, but I think these are so funny. Well, the Sarcastic Daily Meditation for September 15th is: no one else has ever had the kinds of fears that you have. Yeah, so yeah. Sarcastic Daily Meditations, precisely what is untrue 365 days a year. Yep. The new book is almost done. The new book is the first two columns of my fourth step, 365 daily affirmations that won't help you a bit. Speaking of books that won't help you, let's turn... let's go the opposite direction and talk about books that will help you. I told you, I warned you, I haven't even had much of my French roast yet. And I'm a little loopy. So, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore here. Page 87 in the book Alcoholics Anonymous. Last full paragraph. It's talking about suggestions for prayer and things to meditate on. And it says that if we're not members of religious bodies, we sometimes select to memorize a few set prayers which emphasize the principles we have been discussing. There are many helpful books also. So, what I wanted to read today is something from an Emmett Fox book called Around the Year with Emmett Fox. Something that I read every day. It's an amazing book, I find. And I'm going to read something that just knocked me out. These readings usually do, but this one really knocked me out. So much of my experience is encapsulated in what I'm about to read to you. So much of my experience with God. This is one of the best, most well-articulated things I've ever read. Relating to in a reliance upon God. And the readings from a while back, it's from September 8th, but I'll read it if you happen to have the book. The reading is called The Unicorn. Ready for this? I'll wait for you. Get ready for this. Get a beverage. get a libation, or finish preparing your snack, or whatever. Today's episode has been brought to you by French Roast Coffee. I don't know what the difference is, but it's delicious. All right, ready? Okay, here we go. It's called The Unicorn. This is so great. As long as we insist upon telling God his business, nothing very much can come of our prayers. The ox, the mule, the donkey will obediently pull your plow and your cart and take them where you want to go. But you have to know where that is and how to get there. The unicorn will not do chores. You will not pull a cart or turn a mill. You will not take orders. The unicorn knows where he's going, and it is always somewhere you could not choose because you've never heard of it. And in your present consciousness, you could not even dream that such a place could exist. Nevertheless, there are such places, and the unicorn knows them, and is not interested in anything less. Someday it may happen, probably when you least expect it, that the unicorn will suddenly appear at your side, eyes flashing, nostrils quivering, pawing the ground with impatience. When that happens, do not try to put a bridle on him or to look for some task for him to do. He will not do it, and there will not be time. No sooner, seemingly, has he appeared than off he will go again. So do not pause, but leap upon his back. For he is a flying steed, and he wings his way to the gates of the morning. On that ride, problems are not solved. They disappear. There it is. So profound to me. So worthy of contemplation. I'm going to read it again. Let me think about that. I'll read it again. And then I'll talk about it a little bit. Ready? Here we go. The unicorn. As long as we insist upon telling God his business, nothing very much can come of our prayers. The ox, the mule, the donkey will obediently pull your plow and your cart and take them where you want them to go. But you have to know where that is and how to get there. The unicorn will not do chores. He will not pull a cart or turn a mill. He will not take orders. The unicorn knows where he is going, and it is always somewhere you could not choose because you never heard of it. And in your present consciousness, you could not even dream that such a place could exist. Nevertheless, there are such places, and the unicorn knows them, and is not interested in anything less. Someday it may happen, probably when you least expect it, that the unicorn will suddenly appear at your side, eyes flashing, nostrils quivering, pawing the ground with impatience. When that happens, do not try to put a bridle on him, or to look for some task for him to do. He will not do it, and there will not be time. No sooner, seemingly, has he appeared then off he will go again. So do not pause, but leap upon his back, for he is a flying steed, and he wings his way to the gates of the morning. On that ride, problems are not solved. They disappear. I love that so much. There's so much there. So many levels. So many layers. Angles. A lot. In that. You could talk about one sentence from that. For a whole show. I see so much vivid imagery when I hear that and read that. It's a passage I experience because it's, I have so many examples of a lot of angles of that reading in my life. It's about playing God. For myself, unicorn, I don't want to say too much about any of this because it's just such a personal thing. It depends on where someone's at in their life. But yeah, I almost don't want to say anything about it at all. So profound. Gotta say something. Incredible, no? I love it. As long as we insist on telling God his business, nothing very much can come of our prayers. We could talk about that all day. The unicorn knows where he is going and will always be somewhere you cannot choose because you've never heard of it. And in your present consciousness, you could not even dream that such a place could exist. Yeah, the more I think about it, the less I want to say anything about it because it's just... it's very profound. Lesson in not playing God. Not limiting God. I guess that's the essence of what I do want to express is that I don't want to limit God. I've learned not to do this so simply and easily and constantly and there came a point in my sobriety, I don't remember when, where I really did start to trust my intuitive thoughts. Didn't trust him for years. There came a point where I began to really not question them. Almost like an intuitive thought showing up like the unicorn. Just jump on it. That doesn't make sense. Just do it. I know, but this is going to just do it. Back to the big book. In thinking about our day, bottom of 86, we may face indecision. We may not be able to determine which course to take. Here we ask God for inspiration, an intuitive thought, or a decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. We're often surprised how the right answers come after we've tried this for a while. What used to be the hunch or the occasional inspiration gradually becomes a working part of the mind. We find that our thinking will, as time passes, be more and more on the plane of inspiration. We come to rely upon it. As we go through the day, we pause, now at the bottom of 87, when agitated or doubtful, and ask for the right thought or the right action. We constantly remind ourselves we are no longer running the show, humbly saying to ourselves many times each day, "Thy will be done." We are then in much less danger of excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, or foolish decisions. We become much more efficient. We do not tire so easily, for we are not burning up energy foolishly as we did when we were trying to arrange life to suit ourselves. God do this, God do that. It has to go this way, it has to look like this. This person has to do this. This person needs to know about this. This person needs to go over here. This person needs to stop doing this. This person needs to get sober. This person needs to hit their bottom. This person needs to learn responsibility. No. Person who needs to do anything is me, and I need to quit playing God. Everybody else? God is so much better than my little plans and designs for myself and for anyone and everyone else. So much better. I feel like when I try to get people to do certain things, I'm really just coming up to somebody who has access to a unicorn, and I'm coming up to him with a donkey. "Hey, get on here. Go over here. I need you to go over here." A lot of times people will. I don't know. Okay. Maybe it's God's will that I sit on this donkey. And then the unicorn flies away. I don't know who needed to hear that. Maybe everyone. I want to give a shout out to my friends at the Black Rhinos, the people in my home group. Incredible listeners in my home group, by the way. I was talking in the last episode about Zoom meetings being so out of control. My home group's, by and large, pretty impressive concerning that. Pretty cool. I want to give it a shout out to them and Tay Tay, what up? Taylor probably just turned off the podcast. Was really enjoying it up until that moment. On the phone with her sponsor. I was really enjoying the show. And then all of a sudden he said, "Tay Tay, what up?" So, Anyways. Check out, get a chance, podcast greater than yourself, Sober Gratitudes podcast. Some friends of mine run those things. And, yeah, I think that's it. Going on for a long time here. I'm going to guzzle my coffee like an alcoholic. Check it out, guys. Check it out. Watch this. Want to see what was some French roast? I used to have this friend. And I put friend in quotes. I put the word friend in quotes. I used to have this friend who drank everything, you name it, out of a funnel. Ah, memories come flooding in. If you've ever been to Gorman, California, I spent a year there one night with this friend, drinking everything you can imagine out of a funnel. Good times. All right, I gotta stop. I gotta get out of here now. I don't have all day to sit here, just drink coffee. What do you think I am, a procrastinator? What do you think I am, lazy? I'm not even making any sense anymore. I told you at the beginning of the show I was in such a good mood. Don't try to put a bridle on me. Don't do it. I will not wear it. All right, now I'm getting ridiculous. I will say before I go that anybody who needs to hear it, I will say that everything's okay. Everything is okay. Don't panic. Don't think about the problem. Think about God. That's the complicated secret. Invisible. So I'm gonna go, and I'm gonna go try to live a life that was worth saving. And I hope you'll do the same.